Hey, 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 what a new sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, listen, I got a great segment for you all. I want to talk about Joel Embiid. As you all know, Joel Embiid will be back for game three of these NBA playoffs. So what I want to ask is this: can Joel Embiid make an impact on this series as he's cleared for game three? Okay, I'm going to give you all my answer. Hey, man, I just want to say this right here. Thank you all again, and make sure you all hit the like button. And thank you all for the continued support that you all continue to support me. Thank you all. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the segment. Okay, my thing is this. Okay, Joel Embiid, as you know, the Philadelphia 76ers has looked really bad these first two games. But they was actually two winnable games. And I think with Joel Embiid, they probably would have stole one of those games. Most likely, they would have stole game two. Because I think game one was pretty much out of their hands. I think it was dominated in game one. So I would say game two was the game that they could have stole. Okay. Joel Embiid is an instant impact anyway. Even if he get 18 points like he did tonight, 18 and 11, but he freed up Maxey. He freed up James Harden. So with Embiid on the court, it's going to always be a good sign. With Embiid on the court, it's going to always be an impact. Because of him just being in the middle, being as dominant as he is. Think about it. He's a 7 foot, 280 pound center. If you look at Bam Adebayo, Bam is maybe about 6'7", maybe 240 pounds. He cannot contain Joel Embiid. It's just not going to happen. Joel Embiid would dominate Bam for a full game, and you're going to have to double team him. So you're going to have to bring down somebody to help Bam on Joel Embiid. What do that open up? It opened up the free shot. They open up open shots for who? Maxey, for Harden. You know what I'm saying? For Tobias Harris. That opens up Danny Green. It opens up shots. So I 99% think that Joel Embiid on the court is going to be an impact. Of course, he's Joel Embiid. He's my vote for MVP. So, of course, I think that he will be an impact on this basketball court if he's in the game. Joel Embiid is one of the most dominant big men in the NBA. This man averaged almost 30 points, almost 12 rebounds, you know, for the season. And he was actually the man leading them when the Ben Simmons segment was going on. He was by himself, dominating. So with that being said, I just feel like just put him on the court, it's going to be a plus for the Philadelphia 76ers. So of course I know that if he's there, this series right here might take a turn. And I think that the healthier he gets, it's the more trouble that the Miami Heat will be in if Joel Embiid is healthy on that court. If he's even 70%, 70% of Joel Embiid is enough to dominate a game. It's enough to dominate a series. And I think that this series can pretty much turn. As you know, the Philadelphia 76ers got the win tonight. They won by 20 tonight, 79 to 99. So that's what Joel Embiid does. He's good on the offensive end, but hell, he's just good on the defensive end as well. So what he's going to do in the middle is he's going to affect the Miami Heat's driving. He's going to affect the Miami Heat's trying to come down there to try to get anything in that paint. And that is the reason why I say this is how I know that Joel Embiid can impact this series. And I think he will impact this series. Don't be surprised if this series right here goes back to game five, 2-2. And I'm calling it right now. The Philadelphia 76ers won tonight. I got a feeling they're going to win game four as well. This team right here is primed. I think that right now is the time where Joel Embiid can pretty much prove to everybody that he was the real MVP. And guess what? I think he will do it. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with me, Ray Diggs. Hey, peace and have a blessed night. Peace.